This is the Sakar Merli of the 11th of April, 2025. Essence. Sweet children, now that the play is coming to an end, you will have to return home. Therefore, finish all your attachment to this world. Remember your home and the new kingdom. Question. When is a donation important? Which children receive the return of such a donation? Answer. A donation is important when you have no attachment to what you donate. If you make a donation and then remember whatever you have given, you cannot receive any return for that. Donations are made for a return in the next birth. Therefore, finish all your attachment to whatever you have in this birth. Look after everything as a trustee. Whatever you use for God's service here, however many hospitals and colleges you open through which many will benefit, you will receive the return of that for 21 births. Om Shanti. Do you children remember your home and your kingdom? Whilst sitting here, do not think about your physical home or business, etc. Only your home has to be remembered. We are now about to leave this old world and return to that new world. This old world is to be destroyed. Everything will be sacrificed into this sacrificial fire. Whatever you see with your physical eyes, your friends and relatives, etc., they are all to be destroyed. The Father sits here and explains this knowledge to you spirits. Children, you now have to return home. The play is now coming to an end. This cycle is of 5,000 years. The world cycle exists eternally, but it takes 5,000 years to rotate. All the souls living here will return home. This old world is to be destroyed. Baba explains every aspect very clearly. Some are misers and waste their property for nothing. On the path of devotion, people give donations and perform charity. Some build dharamshalas, rest places for pilgrims. Some build hospitals, etc. Their intellects understand that they will receive the fruit of that in their next birth. No one does anything without hoping for some sort of return. No one is free from some desire. Many say that they have no desire for a reward for what they do, but they definitely do receive the fruit of whatever they do. For instance, when someone uses some of his money to make a donation, it will remain in his intellect that he will receive the return of that in his next birth. Here, if you have attachment to what you give, if you think that that thing was yours, you can't receive the fruit of it in your next birth. Donations are given to receive a return in the next birth. Since you receive the return in your next birth, why should you have any attachment to it in this birth? Therefore, in order for all your attachment to end, you are made trustees. When someone takes birth in a good, wealthy family, it is said that he must have performed good actions in his previous birth. Someone takes birth to a king and queen because he gave donations and performed charity. However, that is a matter of a temporary period, just for one birth. You are now studying an education here. You know what you have to become through this study. Therefore, imbibe divine virtues. A spiritual university and hospital is opened with the donations you give here. Once you have given something in donation, all your attachment to it must end, because you know that you are to receive the return of that from the Father in your future 21 births. All of these buildings, etc., that the Father has had built are only for a temporary period. Otherwise, where would all these children live? Everyone gives everything to Shiv Baba. He is the Lord and Master. He then does everything through this one. Shiv Baba doesn't rule. He himself is the bestower. What would he have attachment to? The Father now gives Srimat. He says, "Death is standing in front of you. Previously, when you used to donate something to someone, there was no question of death. Now that Baba has come, the old world is to be destroyed. Baba says, I have come to finish this impure world. The entire old world is to be sacrificed into this sacrificial fire of Rudra. Whatever future you make for yourself, you will receive that in the new world. Otherwise, everything will be finished here. Someone or other will eat it up. Nowadays, people still give credit. When destruction takes place, everything will be destroyed. No one will be able to give back anything to anyone. Everything will be left behind. Today, everything may be good. Tomorrow, there will be bankruptcy. No one will get their money back. If you give something to someone and he dies, who would return that to you? So what should you do? Use it to benefit Bharat for 21 births. Use it to benefit yourselves too for 21 births. Whatever you do for yourselves. You know that by following Srimat, you are claiming a high status through which you are able to receive happiness and peace for 21 births. This is called the spiritual hospital and university of the Eternal Father, through which you receive health, wealth and happiness. Some have health but not wealth, and so there cannot be happiness. If you have both, you can remain happy. The Father gives you both for 21 births. You have to accumulate enough of these for 21 births. It is the task of you children to create ways to do this. The fortune of the poor children opens up when the Father comes. The Father is the Lord of the poor. These things are not in the fortune of the wealthy. At present, Bharat is the poorest land. It used to be the richest land, and it has now become the poorest. At present, all souls are impure. There can't be a single impure soul where there are pure souls. That is the Golden Age, which is Satupratthan, and this is the Iron Age, which is Tamupratthan. You are now making effort to become Satupratthan. The Father is reminding you children of this. Therefore you understand that you truly were residents of heaven, that you took 84 births. To speak of 8.4 million different species is just a lie. Did you live as animal species for so many births, and in this your last birth human? Do you now have to return to the animal species? The father explains, death is now standing in front of you. There aren't 40,000 to 50,000 years left. People are in extreme darkness. This is why they are called those with stone intellects. Your intellects are now being changed from stone to divine. Sannyasis, etc., cannot explain these things to you. The father is now reminding you that you have to return home. Therefore, transfer your bags and baggage as much as possible. Baba, take all of this, and I will receive everything in the Golden Age for 21 births. This Baba also used to give donations and perform charity. He had a lot of interest in doing that. Businessmen usually put aside 2 paisa for charity, whereas Baba used to put aside 1 anna, twice as much. No one who comes to your door should leave empty-handed. No one knows that God has come in person. People die while giving donations and performing charity. And so where would they receive the return of that? They do not become pure. They do not have love for the Father. The Father has explained, the intellects of the Yadavs and the Kauravs have no love for the Father at the time of destruction, whereas the intellects of the Pandavs are full of love for the Father at the time of destruction. The people of Europe are all Yadavs because they create bombs. Just look at what has been written in the scriptures. According to the drama plan, many scriptures have been created. There is no question of inspiration here. Inspiration means ideas. The Father does not teach through inspiration. The Father explains, this one was a businessman. He had a good reputation and was held in high regard by everyone. When the Father entered him, he started to be insulted. They do not know Shiv Baba, so they can't insult him. It is this one who has to take all the insults. Sri Krishna denied eating that butter. This one also says, all of this is Baba's work. I don't do anything. He is the magician. I am not that. People insult this one for no reason. Did I abduct anyone? I didn't tell anyone to run away from home and come here. I was simply living there. They themselves came running. He is blamed without any reason. He received so many insults. Just look at what has been written in the scriptures. The father explains, this will also happen again. All of these things are matters of knowledge. No human being can do this. At that time, it was the rule of the British government. So many mothers and daughters came and stayed. No one could do anything about it. When the relatives of some came, they would try to take them back. Baba would tell them, you can try and make her understand and take her back, I do not forbid anyone to leave. However, no one had the courage. It was the father's power. It was nothing new. All of that will happen again. This one had to take the insults. This is the story of Draupadi. All of you are Draupadis, and they are all Dushanas. It is not a question of just one. Who wrote all of those lies in the scriptures? The father says, those two are part of the drama. No one has this knowledge of souls. Everyone has become totally body conscious. A lot of effort is needed to become soul conscious. Ravan has turned you completely upside down. The father is now turning you the right way up. When you become soul conscious, you automatically have the awareness of being souls, and that those are your harmoniums for you to play. When you maintain this awareness, you are also able to imbibe divine virtues. You must not cause anyone sorrow. There used to be the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan in Bharat. It is a matter of 5,000 years. Those who say it is hundreds of thousands of years are in total darkness. According to the drama, time is now coming to a close, and so the father has once again come. The father says, "Now follow my Srimat. Death is standing in front of you. Otherwise, the desires that are within you will remain unfulfilled. Everyone definitely has to die." This is the same Mahabharat war. The more you benefit yourselves, the better it will be. Otherwise, you will return empty-handed. Everyone else in the world has to return empty-handed. Only you children go back with your hands full, which means that you return wealthy. A totally unlimited and broad intellect is needed to understand this. There are people of many religions. Each one's act is different. No two persons' acts can be identical. Each one's features are his own. There are so many different features. All of this is fixed in the drama. These are wonderful aspects. The father says, "Now consider yourselves to be souls. I, this soul, go around the cycle of 84 births. I, a soul, am an actor in this drama. I cannot leave it. No one can attain eternal liberation. Therefore, it is useless even to try." The father says, "It is impossible for anyone to leave the drama, and impossible for anyone to be added to it." So much of this knowledge cannot remain in everyone's intellect. Churn this knowledge in this way throughout the whole day. Have remembrance for 1 moment, 2 moments, and continue to increase it. By all means, do 8 hours physical service. Have a rest, but also make time to serve this spiritual government. The main thing is that you serve yourself. Stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance and also attain a high status with this knowledge. Keep an accurate chart of your remembrance. This knowledge is easy. just as it is in the Father's intellect that he is the seed of the human world and that he knows the beginning, the middle and the end of that. In the same way, our intellects know that we are Baba's children. Baba has explained how this cycle continues to turn. You also give 8 to 10 hours to your business. If a good customer comes at night, you never yawn. Here too, when someone yawns, it is understood that that person is tired, that his intellect must be wandering elsewhere. Those living at the centres also have to remain very cautious. Children who don't think about others but are only concerned with their own studies constantly make progress. Don't have waste thoughts about others and thereby destroy your own status. Hear no evil, see no evil. If someone says things that are not good, listen with one ear and let it out of the other. Always look at yourself, not others. Do not stop studying. There are many whose soul can stop coming. Later they come back. Where would they go if they didn't come here? There is only this one school. Don't put an axe to your own feet. Simply remain engrossed in your studies. Stay very happy. God is teaching you, and so what more do you want? God is our Father, Teacher and Satguru. Therefore your intellects have to be connected in yoga to only Him. He is the number one beloved of the whole world, and he is making all of you the number one masters of the world. The Father says you souls are very impure, and so you can't fly. Your wings have been clipped. Ravan has clipped the wings of all souls. Shiv Baba says, no one, only I can make you pure. All the actors have to come here, and the population has to continue to grow. No one can return home yet. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning. From the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. And the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Remain busy with thoughts of your eternal self and this study. Do not look at others. If someone does not say good things, listen with one ear and let it out of the other. Don't sulk or stop studying. 2. Donate everything while alive and finish all your attachment. Will everything. Become a trustee and remain light. Become soul conscious. And imbibe all the divine virtues. Blessing. May you be a true server who finishes all differences and brings about unity. The speciality of Brahmin life is for the many to become united. It is with your unity that one religion and one kingdom will be established in the world. So pay special attention to finishing any differences and bringing about unity, and you will then be called true servers. You are not servers for yourselves, but servers for serving. Whatever you have surrendered, it is for service. Just as Sakar Baba sacrificed his bones for service, in the same way, let service continue to take place through every physical organ of yours. Slogan: become lost in God's love, and the world of sorrow will be forgotten. Aviat signal: remain constantly victorious with the awareness of the combined form. Constantly remain aware that you were combined, that you are combined, and that you will remain combined. No one has the power to separate the form that has been combined so many times. The sign of love is to remain combined. This is the companionship of the soul with the Supreme Soul. God fulfills his responsibility of companionship everywhere. He also fulfills his responsibility of love to everyone through the combined form. Om Shanti.